Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. It's February 14th, and I thought since it was Valentine's Day that I would invite my Valentine, Kelly, to be doing the video accelerator with me.
Today, you read Numbers 32, 34, and 35. There are three subjects that come up in today's reading. One, the succession of Joshua as the new leader. Two, the settling of the 2.5 tribes. And three, the cities of refuge.
First, Joshua is named the new leader. I want to note for you that God has been preparing Joshua for a very long time for this position. For nearly 40 years, he had been the aide of the servant Moses in a very special apprenticeship, if you will. When Moses went to meet with God at the tent of meeting, Joshua went and sat outside. You know, I wonder if he overheard some of the amazing conversations that occurred between God and his servant Moses. Now, he may not have heard anything at all, but he surely learned that God is willing to speak to a person, willing to lead a person who will follow him and serve his people.
Joshua had led the people into battle years before. It had been Joshua down on the battlefield with the Amalekites, while Moses was standing on the hill with his arms outstretched. Joshua had learned a very important lesson from that. Joshua had learned that the battle is the Lord's, that the glory is the Lord's, and that if anything is accomplished, it is accomplished not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord.
Joshua had been one of the two spies, with Caleb, who brought back a favorable report from the Promised Land. He, with Caleb and Moses, had stood firm when the whole nation had threatened to stone them because they dared to trust in God. Joshua had learned from that God is faithful and that sometimes you have to stand all by yourself, but that one plus God makes a majority.
All of these things and many others Joshua had learned by the side of his mentor Moses. Once again, I want to underscore for us the importance of those kinds of godly apprenticeships. The way to learn how to be a leader in the household of faith is by standing beside a leader and learning from him or from her all that they can teach us about how to live godly, righteous, and sober lives, and how to serve the Lord our God in faithfulness. May God give to each of us that kind of mentor. What a difference it will make in our lives.
Now let's turn to the 2.5 tribes. Chapter 32 seems to be a tragic one. For 40 years, Israel has been wandering in the wilderness. Now, by the mercy of God, they are poised on the eastern bank of the Jordan, looking over at the plains of Jericho. The apparently significant opposition of Sihon, Og, and the Midianites has been swept away as easily as a good man sweeps a beautiful woman off her feet. Isn't that right, sweetheart?
Yes.
It's time to go and claim our inheritance, the 2.5 tribes say. Forget about our inheritance in the Promised Land. We like it here. So Gad, Reuben, and 1/2 of the tribe of Manasseh see the great grazing land on the east bank of the Jordan. They look at their herds and they say, "Hey, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. We'll take this part, please."
Moses' response to this request is not very promising. He begins to harangue them about making the very same mistake their parents had made a generation before. He can see all kinds of dangers of a repetition of the rebellion at Kadesh Barnea. He is placated only when the 2.5 tribes promise faithfully to fulfill all their military responsibilities in settling Israel on the other side of the Jordan, if only their families and flocks can first be settled here in the land of Gilead. It's a bit ironic, really. Here is Moses, who would do anything just to enter the Promised Land and die there, but who, because of his sin at the second Rephidim, has been denied that privilege. Eyeball to eyeball with the leaders of 2.5 tribes of his people who have the privilege but don't care to exercise it. No wonder Moses was frustrated.
I don't think it was God's best for the 2.5 tribes who settled here. It was a second best option. And I say this because, one, Moses' reaction to their request, and two, because in chapter 34, where the boundaries of Canaan are noted, the eastern boundary is still the shore of Lake Kinnereth, that is the Sea of Galilee, and the Jordan River flowing down into the Dead Sea. If God had been pleased with the choice of these people to settle on the eastern side of the Jordan, he would have included it as a part of the land when he decreed its boundaries.
Is there anywhere you are tempted to settle for second best rather than God's plan? Let us encourage you to press on and take hold of the very best.
Okay, now for the next and final section. Moving on to chapters 34 and 35, we read about the boundaries of the land and the cities for the Levites. You can read all about the boundaries for yourself and look up a map in the back of a Bible to see what that looks like.
But there is one fascinating thing I want to point out. The book of Numbers concludes with the listing of the Levites' cities of refuge. This is the deal. If somebody accidentally kills a person in ancient times, he could easily be avenged by an angry family member. In Israel, there is a rule that you can run to a city of refuge. In this place, the wise Levites would have a trial system to determine if the death was in fact accidental.
In that case, the person would receive mercy and a safe place to live for the rest of their lives. You know, cities of refuge are a precursor to the cross of Jesus. You may want to write this down in your book under Jesus sightings. It's a place where messed up people can find refuge and forgiveness. It's a place of hope. It's a symbol of justice and mercy, all wrapped up into one, just like the cross of Jesus.
This concludes our study in the book of Numbers for a week or so, and we will revisit this book later on in the month. Have a happy Valentine's Day, everyone, and as for tomorrow, you get a new adventure. Steve Walters, one of our outstanding pastors at Christ Community, takes a shift at walking you through God's Word in Deuteronomy.
Happy Valentine's Day!